from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello.
Hey, we had a thing happen in the CFM building today. Someone's car needed a jump start downstairs. Luckily, we were on the show and we couldn't help.
We didn't have to offer it.
I mean, we really wanted to help. We were busy. Do you think you could jump a lead or would you have to YouTube?
I could because I'd have to maybe get a quick Google to refresh it.
There we go.
I had a crappy car when I was younger and I used to have to, the battery was crap. So
I don't think I've ever had to jump start.
Really?
I've never been involved in a jump start before. So, I mean, I know the logic behind it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know.
It's super easy. You just have to attach the leads from one car to another and start the car.
Totally. But you just have to make sure that you're not like
it's a
doing
plus,
a positive to negative and all that sort of gear.
It's a plus minus situation.
Mm. I haven't had to also, I mean, I've changed a lot of tyres in my time only really through practice when you were a kid.
Mm.
And your dad goes, all right, son, this is going to be a skill that you're going to need to have when you're older.
Yeah.
Changing a tyre. I've never actually had to change a, I've done it once.
I've never done it.
Really?
Yeah. I'll just call the RSC for that.
Do you think you could do it?
No.
Really?
No. Oh, I've just seen the twinkle in your eye that you get when you're like, oh, there's radio content.
What we might do is launch the show next year for 2025. There's something big. We need to come back with a big moment that people are going to want to watch and listen to.
Yep.
Maybe we get you to change a tyre.
Do you come to my house?
Right away.
You come to my house, take the wheels off my car, and I have to... to change the tyre to put the wheel back on in order to get to work.
No, I think I come along and slash one of your tyres.
No!
And then you actually have to change the tyre.
Well, that's when I say, joke's on you, I drive an e-scooter to work, bitch.
Still has tyres.
Yeah, but they actually can't. My e-scooter tyres are just rubber.
They
don't have air in them. I know.
They're just solid.
They're just solid.
Solid rubber.
I know.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's kind of good.
Why do tyres do that?
They need a bit more.
This is dumb people asking smart people questions. With Ellie and Taz.
True that.
Could be a new podcast we start. We'd need to find some dumb people to host it, though. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hey, enjoy the show. It's not our best.
It's not our worst.
It's probably in the bottom half.
You reckon?
No,
I reckon it's like 51%.
Okay.
My boyfriend hates it when I do that. I'll disagree with him.
Have you seen? Oh, yeah.
And then I'll offer up an alternative that's so similar to what he says.
He would hate that too because it's like, no, just admit that I'm right and we'll go from there.
He'll be like, I reckon it's 40-60 and I'll be like, no, definitely not. It's 25-65. I can't do that.
What are you doing? Her own analogy. She can't even get her own analogy out. Have you seen the bio on my Instagram?
Yeah.
49% of the Ellie and Taz show.
Clever.
I'm giving you majority.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's kind.
But you've said 76% of Ellie and Taz's show because you can't do the maths.
Don't make me do math. My brain's not working today. All right, on that
Why
note.
Why not?
I want to get out because I'm tired.
You want to go?
Sleep deprived.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting junk tonight for dinner.
Oh, did I put that idea in your head?
Yeah. I'm going to buy some flights because I'm going on holiday in a couple of months. Need to buy some flights. Anyway, this is really boring.
Yeah, we've also got 20 seconds before we have to talk on the actual
radio.
Okay, let's go. So, bye.
Live across the sunny coast.
There's a bit of a finger wiggle in that one, isn't there?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Welcome to one of the last Monday afternoons of 2024.
Surely Christmas is this weekend. You know, like how close are we at this point?
December feels like it's gone on for a while already.
I've already eaten all the chocolate in my advent calendar.
Have you?
I don't know what date I'm up to.
That's on you. You got to have a bit of self-control,
buddy.
Well,
it wasn't my advent calendar. It was Brooke's. From the Big Breakfast.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Brooke. Everyone's bloody stealing her chockies.
Mm.
That's theft.
Well, she shouldn't be leaving it at work with the post-it note of help yourself.
There you go, kids. If you don't want things stolen, don't leave them at your workplace. That's the
right.
moral here.
Exactly right, kids.
Or get better colleagues, is what I say. Hey, hope you had a wonderful weekend, Sunny Coast. It was a very warm one around the place.
How was yesterday? You were doing a bit of field announcing to the, the cricket again.
I know. I got the bloody call back for the women's ODI, which I did not expect after Thursday's performance.
No one did.
No. But, you know, it was great. It was a long day. It was 35 in Brisbane yesterday.
Brutal, yeah.
And being out amongst it for 12 hours was pretty warm. But it was great. Good fun. The Aussie women had a win, second match series.
Now, you went away Thursday. You did the first ODI last week.
Mm-hmm.
Friday's show, we had low energy from you. You were tired. You were done. yesterday, mm-hmm. you've done the same thing. Mm-hmm. You've gone out to the cricket, you've worked hard, you've, you know, been great out there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to get the same treatment? Is it going to be a tired, grumbly show, the Savvy?
I did say earlier, if anyone wants to grab me a sugar-free V, that would be much appreciated.
Or two. I think Brooke has some lying around,
does
actually.
She?
Yeah, you can help yourself to those ones. Sunny Coast, a whole heap of prizes for you to get your hands around this afternoon, including $50 voucher to Nambour Cinemas as well. Tickets from $10 they have there, so get around them.
Up next, though, the biggest prize of all, some would say, Tazzy.
Totally.
A keepsake, a bit of memorabilia from the Ellie and Taz show for 2024, and something that will hopefully brighten your Christmas. If you want it, do not go anywhere. This is CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We are not too far off. In fact, 2 weeks and 2 days till that big man slides down the chimney.
Big Boss Benny.
No. If Big Boss Benny
tugboat
is sliding anywhere near my chimney, I do not want to know it, to hear it. No Christmas, Taz.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is coming up, and we announced on the show last week we want to make your Christmas, well, slightly better.
Well, we thought the Christmas cards were dead.
Yeah.
People, we're not really sending or receiving Christmas cards like we used to. We put the call out last week. An overwhelming response from the Sunny Coast went, we would love to have them, or we still do them.
Yeah.
So we thought, why not make some Ellie and Taz Christmas cards?
We've been in the laboratory designing these Christmas cards. They are, the front cover is ready to go.
Yep.
If you would like one, 545-11919, we'll put it in the post box. It will arrive at your house before Christmas.
We're only printing 50 of them, so it's a very exclusive club you're going to get to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
One of those 50 is also going to have some cold hard cash inside.
Yeah, sneaky little pineapple to just help your Christmas day.
All last week, though, you were saying, I want something personal in each Christmas card. So what are we going to be getting?
Okay. I've been thinking about it over the weekend.
Mm.
I don't know if you know this, but when I was younger, I did a clairvoyance stand at the school fete where I was, hello, my name is Olga and I will read your future.
Yes, this was back in the olden days where you could be offensive and get away with
it. Well, look, sorry that I did it to a flawless Russian accent. Anyway, so I have a bit of a knack for making premonitions, Tazzy. What I'm thinking in these Christmas cards is each individual card will have a premonition for 2025. From Olga.
Oh, a premonition for 2025.
So I can accurately...
Yes.
Premonish.
Yes.
I don't know what that...
Well, let's call them a premonish.
A premonish.
Yeah.
Your year next year.
You're going to
get a fortune cookie.
Great. So you're going to open it up. There's going to be a little separate piece of paper inside the Ellie and Taz Christmas card.
Yep.
It's your little premonish.
Just to jazz it up a little bit. Not that it needs jazzing up,
Tazzy,
because what we've got so far is phenomenal.
Oh, it's high quality. Let's go to the phones,
all right,
shall we? 545-11919. Give away some Ellie and Taz Christmas cards. Who have we got here?
What's your name?
Hi.
Oh my gosh, there's a lot of people here.
Prue and Kai? Did I get that right? You know what? Regardless, because you've called through at this time, we will find your names out, we will find your address out,
totally.
And we will be sending you a Christmas card for 2024. Well done, Prue and Kai, potentially. Not even sure.
Live radio, guys. Let's go down the line here. Who have we got here?
Kira.
Hey,
you keen to get yourself a little Christmas card?
Yes, please.
She sounds like she actually really wants it, Taz.
Well, she wants the premonition.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Are you excited to find out what your 2025 is going to hold, Kira?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Glad to hear it. Alrighty, well, you have got one, my friend. Well done. That'll be heading your way in your letterbox very soon. Mel from Bly Bly, is this you?
Yes,
oh.
It is. How are you going?
Hi, Mel. Would you like a little Christmas card?
I would love one. My son, Logan, said he'd love one too.
Oh, beautiful.
But I said maybe we should just get one.
Well, I mean, you'll have to share the premonition. Hopefully it's one that'll fit the whole family.
Perfect.
We'll get a family-wide premonition
for
you. Yeah.
100%. All right, Mel.
Thanks,
one
Mel.
Will be in your letterbox. Rachel in Little Mountain. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're well,
good,
thank
Rach.
You.
Hey, are you doing Christmas cards this year?
Yes, I am, yes.
If you were to score an Ellie and Taz Christmas card, where would the card get placed at your place?
Oh, definitely on the lovely TV unit with the family photos.
Off to the side or right in the centre where it belongs?
Oh, definitely right in the centre.
Good answer.
We're going to be in with the family photos. This is huge.
It's AI, Taz and Ellie as well. I'm a fat Santa on the front of the Christmas card. Rach, guess what? Ellie, Taz, Christmas card coming your way.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much. Have a great Christmas.
You Thanks, Rach. My friend. Hey, Sunny Coast, if you missed out just then, don't you worry. We're going to do another holiday card blitz next hour. So keep listening out and your mantelpiece could be adorned with an AI Ellie and Taz.
Adorned. Good
very
word.
Soon.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Hey, 545-11919 is our number. We want to hear your compensation stories after a British man has opened his Mars bar. They've got Mars bars over there, but it didn't have the ripple of chocolate along the top.
How dare it?
So it was just a smooth chocolate bar.
No one wants a smooth chocolate bar.
And he's seen this and he's gone, well, I mean, it's going to taste the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's got all the same stuff inside it.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's not normal and the factory might want to know that there's been an issue.
Is that his thought process or is it, I've caught them in a mistake. Well, let's see what I can get for this.
100%.
Okay.
And guess how much he's got.
How much?
No, almost nothing.
He's since received the equivalent of about four Aussie dollars in compensation.
What a waste of time.
Spent more on the stamp to post the letter.
Totally. He's probably had to send back the flat Mars bar and then he's just got enough money to maybe buy a new one.
But you'd be, I mean, look, it's a little win, Taz, you know, and at this day and age, that's a free Mars bar.
That's right. The cost of living is going up, so it's a free $4. So 545-11919, did you get something that wasn't as advertised?
Yeah.
And you had to, like, send it back or reach out? We want to hear your stories.
Yeah, your compo claims. Give us a
call. Oh, that's a better way of talking about it. Compo claims.
The smaller, the better. If you've got a $3 or $4 one, that would be great. But we'll also talk windfalls. Maybe you just sent something off in the hope that you might get something and they ended up saying, here you go, we'll give you heaps.
Bonus points if, I don't think we'll get one, but if anybody has got a lifetime supply of something.
Yes, absolutely. Jen's in Bocarina. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
Have you had a compensation claim?
I have. I've had a few, but one, for some reason, that sticks in my head isn't very particularly exciting. But when my kids were younger, one of them, I had a box of Huggies nappies, and I opened them up, and some of the, well, with nappies, there's sort of sticky tabs that do it up type thing.
Yeah.
There's about 5 or 10 of them in a box of, I don't know, 40, 50. That were just missing the tab. So I wrote an email to Huggies and I thought, oh, you know, maybe they'll just send a voucher or something.
Yeah.
But they sent a whole new box. And so there's only a few that were damaged, but they sent a whole new box of nappies, like 50 new nappies.
Oh, not that's cheap. A win.
Just in the mail. So it's definitely a win when you've got kids in nappies and they're expensive.
Totally.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's like the time that I ordered Woolies delivery.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the time that you ordered nappies.
No. Okay. I ordered two 24 packs of Coke Zero and they'd run out of the 24 packs. So they delivered me 230 packs. Am I right?
Oh, you got free Coke?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the best.
I still think Jen's is better, though.
Yeah, Jen's is better.
Come on.
Yeah, well, I didn't poop on my thing that I got.
Well, we don't know for sure, though.
We've had a few things from Kogan, too, and if they're just a little bit slightly damaged and you say that they are and show them photos and stuff, you get to keep it and I'll send you out a new one as well.
Oh.
So there are other wins, like an automatic rubbish bin and a few other things, and yeah.
What's an automatic rubbish bin? Does it take itself out?
They're like the automatic lid opener.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
What part of the process is it automating?
I'm just picturing like a robot wheelie bin that takes itself to the curb each day.
Ellie wanted to get rid of another chore at home. Thank you very much.
If only.
Oh, there's an idea though.
That's why we have the kids.
Yeah, true. That's what you spent the money on the nappies for.
That's right.
Good on you, Jen.
Thank you.
We've just been talking about stories of compensation.
Yeah, compo claims 545-11919.
Yeah, because a man got a Mars bar. It didn't have a ripple on top. He sent it back and he got a $4 compo.
Ripple-less. Zero rip.
I wanted to ask you, whatever happened, you were in here a couple of months ago and you were munching down on a packet of salt and vinegar chippies.
Yeah, I was.
And there was a glob of flavouring in the corner, like a big glob of salt and vinegar.
It was something that wasn't supposed to be there. It was a bit of flavouring, a bit of something else.
Did you end up sending that back?
No, I just threw it.
Why?
Should I have sent it away?
You took a picky of it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Do you think I can still get some compo
Absolutely.
Just from the pick?
Yeah. I mean, you didn't pay for the packet of chips. It was from our promo department.
I don't need to know that.
If you have to provide a receipt, you're screwed. But yeah.
Okay, if I can find the picture, who do I send it to? Just the Facebook? Do I go through their Facebook page, Smith's?
Or, yeah, get some public eyes on it, and then we can all go on and like it, and then Smith's will be like,
post it on
no.
CFM.
Oh, no, no. We don't want to be attached to it.
Oh, no. Okay. We post it on another station's
Facebook. No.
Where do I post it?
You post it on the Smiths or whatever chip company it was. I can't even remember.
Yep.
You post it on their Facebook page and say, this isn't good enough. I wanted a chip and I got a glob.
Can you slow down? I'm trying to write all this down. I got a glob. I wanted a chip and I got a glob. Yep. That'll be the caption.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
You'll
do it in the next 5 minutes. Yep.
All right,
done.
We'll see what you get back. Whoa, stick around. Who
$4.
Knows what's going to happen?
Okay, so I'm messaging Smiths at the moment.
Yes.
Because I got a clump of some pretty disgustingness.
Yeah,
my chips.
A glob of flavour, we like to call it.
Mm.
It was pretty gross. I thought it would be delicious.
I've
but
sent
it
them a picture on their Facebook chat, but what do I have to say now?
So I think in order, because you are trying to get a bit of compo, I think you need to be a bit disappointed. I think you need to say, hey, Smiths.
Not happy, Smiths.
Really
should
disappointed.
I do like a not happy Jan on them.
Yeah, really.
Not happy, Smiths. No, well, I'm not. I mean, the chips around this, whatever it was, were good.
Hey, hey, hey. That's not the spirit. You can't. You give an inch, Taz.
Yeah.
They take a mile.
Okay.
Okay? You have to be disgruntled.
I need
to
take the mile.
You need to say, I'm really disappointed with this glob of flavour.
I'm not upset. I'm
My son nearly choked on it
no,
or something.
No.
We
can't say
that. I feel like you've got to tug at the heartstrings.
No, I have to be, okay, not happy, Smiths. What's this? I'll start, what's this? Question mark.
It ruined my chip eating experience on a day where all I needed was a bit of Smith's to brighten me up.
This ruined my chip eating experience when all I needed was some Smith's. What?
A bit of salt and vinegar chippies to brighten my day. My grandma had just died and
No. There is a line there somewhere and it was just before my nana.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, the weekend, very busy for everybody here at sea. We did have our Christmas party, of course, on Saturday night. Lots of fun and frivolity and festivities. However, something happened that didn't have to do with that Christmas party that everybody's talking about this morning.
Everybody's talking about
the
it,
building.
Are they?
I got calls about it, multiple calls.
Did you?
When it went live on social media. I think it was Sunday afternoon that was posted?
Okay, all right.
Mm.
Are you referring to my, as the kids call it, Instagram dump?
Yeah. You've dumped a few photos onto your Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to take us through a couple of the dumps?
Well, I did it very quickly yesterday because I was working down at the cricket in Brisbane and thought, and I had a bit of time to kill because there was heaps of overs yesterday.
That's how cricket
went
works.
Went on for a long time. And so I was like, oh, I haven't done a dump for a while. Picked about 6 or 7 photos of the last couple of months and thought, here we go, I'm going to do a post. I never post.
I got a call from our receptionist straight away, within 5 minutes of you posting, going, have you seen Ellie's dump on her Instagram? And I was like, oh, no. She's posted something. She's not double-checked who's in the background or what's going on. She goes, she's done Brooke from the Big Breakfast dirty.
Well, firstly, you and the receptionist need to get a better life if that's what you're doing on your Sunday afternoons, having chats about my Instagram posts.
Can you just shh for a second? Because on the line right now is Brooke from the Big Breakfast, the one that was done dirty in the dump yesterday. Hello, Brookie.
Yeah, g'day, guys.
Brooke.
Hang on. Brooke, describe to the Sunny Coast what happened on Instagram yesterday.
Well, I get the absolute pleasure of getting a notification that Ellie Chaney has tagged me, and I thought, I've gone and done it here. I've made it to the Ellie Chaney's Instagram dump. This is a first. And I'm swiping through, and I'm like, stunning. She's so gorgeous. Gosh, she's such a good friend. Oh, my God, I love her so much. This is so nice. And then flick to a photo of me with my eyes half shut, looking very, very awful, and I'm peed off, Ellie, to say the least.
Look, okay, Schmitty, it was one of those situations where there was about 30 of those photos to choose from. We were at Foz's wedding, the girls were getting a pic, and, you know, there was 30 photos taken. Yeah. So I just picked one of them.
You're saying that there's 29 others where Brooke looks great?
Quite possibly, yeah, quite possibly. I just picked one, and I was like, oh, yeah, I look all right in that one, that'll do, they're all the same. I didn't actually look at your face. You do look a bit like Voldemort in it. Like, your eyes are rolled back in your head a little bit. But
not
the thing
lot.
Is, I have to, because Brooke's a bloody 10 out of 10 supermodel. So I've got to, if I'm standing next to her, I've got to bring her down.
Oh, so you've done it on purpose.
You're a load of her.
Did you hear that? That was admitting to the crime,
no,
Brooke. She said she had to do it. There was motive.
This is a bit of self-sabotage here. I thought that she's gone, you know what, this is a pretty awful photo of Brooke, I won't lie. I'm going to post it just to bring her back down to earth a little bit. Zero girl code involved in this, Ellie.
I promise, I didn't even look.
Okay, both of you are way too close to this to have any sort of say.
Yeah.
And I feel like as I can't really jump in here because I'll then be choosing favourites.
Yep.
So what we've done is the photo is up on our stories for the Sunny Coast to vote on. So did Ellie do Brooke dirty by posting this photo? I've then circled the Voldemort of the picture. Sorry, Brookie. Her words, not mine. The two options that you've got, Sunny Coast, yeah, Ellie's a horrible friend, or no, Ellie looks so great in this.
Do you know what the thing is? So there's you and me in this photo, and then there's one other girl, Danny, our receptionist. And I actually did think to look at Danny when I was posting it because I was like, she's going to get so mad if I post a bad picture. But I didn't do it for you, Brooke.
This is unbelievable. So I'm starting to not believe you because if you've actually gone further than just checking yourself out, you've gone, oh, I will check Danny and I'm right there. I don't believe this for a second.
I have switched my story far too many times.
The
in
words
this chat.
You used pre-show was I have to bring Brooke down a peg
okay,
or two.
All right. Look at that. Oh, the ads are coming. You know, we got a state of time here at CFM, Brooke, so you know better than anyone. Yep.
I'm on your side, Brookie.
We'll be having words, Ellie.
You'll
be having words. I'm not done with you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
There is a new bandwagon for us to jump upon, Tassie.
We love a bandwagon. Matilda's swept the whole country, but it did feel very bandwagon-y early on.
How many Matilda's games have you watched since they played here?
Don't do
zero.
That. Zero.
You're such a bandwagoner.
I still follow them on Instagram and I'll like when they win.
Good
job. They
won
the other day 6-0 against some team.
There you go. Some team. He's done his research.
Bandwagon.
Well, this new bandwagon is one for all of us to jump on. Gout.
Oh, I've seen this guy.
He's a Queenslander.
He's a teenager.
Over the weekend,
yes.
He ran the 200-metre final at the All-School Championships.
Yeah.
His time, 20.04 seconds, which is a national record.
Wow.
And the second fastest under-18 time to ever be set. You know who used to be second? Usain Bolt.
Awesome.
He's beaten Bolt.
Woo!
Isn't that incredible?
I saw a little bit of this on the news and his trainer, they're trying to keep him out of the media. They're trying to just slow everything down and just focus on the process rather than the results already. Because again, like, you know, we see people like Reese Walsh and stuff like that. They're in the media, they're in the spotlight early, they're young.
Yeah.
And it's affecting them.
And they don't make finals. Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon for Broncos fans. Yeah.
He's a little young for our Origin side as well, but anyway. I just think they're doing the basics right. With Gout.
Well, they might be doing it too well because it turns out we've all been calling him Gout, right? But his dad was interviewed over the weekend.
Oh.
And his dad has come out and said, no, his name's not Gout. His name is Gwot.
Oh.
When they moved here.
What about Gout?
No,
Gen
that's
Z would love
different.
That.
But when they moved here, he's Sudanese, and when they moved here, they were filling out the paperwork, and the guy who was filling out the paperwork for them misspelt Gwot. It's supposed to be G-U-O-T, and the guy who was filling out the paperwork spelt it G-O-U-T. And now his dad said, well, gout's a disease. We don't want our son being named after a disease.
So what's it the right?
Gwot.
Gwot.
Yeah.
We can do Gwot.
But it's spelt Gout.
Nah, we'll just go Gwot.
Absolutely. I mean, it's his name, for totally. Sure. So his parents are in the process of trying to get it corrected, like actually corrected officially.
Yes.
To Guat Guat. But it's one of those things,
right? Do you rebrand at this point, though? Because Aussies kind of have heard of that name at least once or twice.
Also, Gout Gout, Goat Goat, ooh, greatest of all time.
Yeah.
There's been headlines, Gout of This World. I mean, I'd be sticking with it, to
yeah,
be honest.
I think so. You've got to lean into it. It's a brand now.
Yeah, absolutely. And he could be an ambassador for the disease gout one day, you know? No, keep moving,
don't
get gout.
You
don't
want to be an ambassador for a disease.
Disease prevention.
Okay, right.
Get
I'm raising
gout,
awareness
gout,
for
out.
Gout.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's one of those things, when you've got a name that can be difficult to pronounce, you get mispronunciations all the time. That's what we want to talk about this afternoon.
If he gets gout, is it gouts, gouts, gout, gouts, gout?
Well, when he's filling out his medical forms, yeah, it's like you fill it out. It's like, oh, no, sorry, don't put your disease. But that's the name section. He's like, got them both.
Gout, gout, gouts, gout. Anyway, 545-11919. We want to know, does your name get mispronounced?
Yep. It
mine
would be the bane of your existence.
Oh, exactly. Mine, like I shorten it to Taz, but it's Tarrant normally. Mm. But I've got Tarrant my entire life.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
You would.
It's not right.
Did you ever go by Tarantula? Did you ever try and make that nickname?
Yeah,
stay?
When I was about six.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we bring that back?
No, I don't think so. I think Taz works for the radio.
545-11919. Call us if your name's mispronounced, but also call us if you want to call him the big Tarantula. In fact, that should be how all callers address you from now on. Frankie is in Forest Glen. Frankie, is yours the name that gets mispronounced?
My real name is actually Francoise, but it's spelled Francoise. So every time I go to the doctor's or a medical centre, they come out and they're like, is Francoise here?
Oh. Hang on. So, your name ends in a T, did you say?
No, it's Francoise, but it's Frank. It's pronounced or it's spelled Francoise. So they're like, Francoise? Is there a Francoise? And I end up just saying, yep.
Francoise. It's such a pretty name too, Francois. So like, that's a beautiful name. Is it French?
It's French, but now I'm just Frankie. I just name myself Frankie. It's so much easier.
Up next, 545-11919. Is your name actually Francoise? Did you get accidentally Francois?
Francoise. I'm calling it Brisbane 2032. Gout Gout takes gold.
Oh, huge call.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they're trying to keep him out of the media so that people don't do stuff like that.
Put the pressure on him.
Exactly what you've just done. But we've realised that it's not Gout Gout.
No.
It's Gyat Gyat, as the Gen Z say.
No. Guat Guat.
Oh, sorry.
No, Gyat is a completely different thing.
Sorry.
And it's one of those things where everyone just mispronounces your name. We want to speak to Sunny Coasters who are in a similar situation. 545-11919. If your name always gets mispronounced, we'll go to Tamika. Tamika, has this happened to you? Tell us a story.
When I started at my new school this year, everyone, like, because my name's so differently, everyone was saying, like, Tamika because it's usually spelled with an I. But mine start with two E's. So
oh,
it's Tamika instead of Tamika.
T A M double E K A.
Yeah, K A H.
Oh, K-A-H.
Ah, Tamika.
Oh, I like that. I like that spelling.
So it is Tamika, not Tamika, right? Now I'm confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Tamika.
Tamika. There you go.
Nice to meet you, everybody.
Oh.
What?
Do people make that joke to you ever, Tamika, or was that the first time?
Sometimes.
Sometimes,
oh,
yeah.
I was hoping I was going to be the first.
Do you find it funny?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Not this time.
Not this time.
No.
Not when Taz says it, that's for sure. Thanks, Tamika.
It's okay. Bye.
We'll go now to Aram. Hello, Aram.
Hey, how you doing?
We're well, thank you. Firstly, we hear you're the brother of our receptionist, Danny. Is that right?
Ooh, unfortunately, yes.
Oh, you poor thing. I'm so sorry about that.
Mean, we don't like dealing with her 9 to 5. I don't know how you grew up with it, mate.
Oh, I did not know how you dealt with her ukulele skills, to be honest.
Yeah, she wasn't good on the ukulele the other day, that's for sure. That is for sure.
She's making us go viral at the moment on socials, so we don't care.
Check
okay, we're talking mispronounced names. How do you spell yours?
A-R-A-M, Aram.
Oh, see, Taz has already misspelt your name in our system. He's put it in I-R-A-M.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's a new one.
Is it? You don't get that? You don't get that often?
No, to be honest, everyone has a different way of spelling it. I've actually got no clue how everyone gets it wrong.
Yeah, true. It is kind of how it sounds.
What's
right?
the most common way people get it wrong?
They usually say Aram or Aram, and I'm just sitting there shaking my head, to be honest.
Yeah, fair. So Aram, is that right?
Yep, that's the one.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
Have you got anything that comes to mind as to maybe a little trick we can use to remember it?
Me or Aram?
Yeah, you. No, you.
Instead of, if you say to someone, what body part do you have two of and they have hands on the end?
Right.
An arm.
Yeah.
But it's not that, it's a arm.
No, that's...
Yep, fair enough. You know, I'm personally thinking a name change, but that works.
Nah, own it, Aram. Nah. I like it. I like it a lot.
Two things that have hands on the ends, but spelt differently. It's a arm.
Yep, an arm.
Honestly, I should be a teacher. I really should.
I think you should.
Aram, thank you so much for your call.
All right, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, let's play Bandle.
This is where every day there is a mystery song for us to guess. Then today, we're going back to 1998. And we're going to add instrument by instrument. The song's going to get easier and easier to guess. Once you think you know what it is, 545-11919. And we're going to attach a little prize.
We are
to
indeed.
Bandle as well. We're going to be sending you to Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Thank you very much. Thanks to Paramount Pictures, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 in cinemas December 26.
All right. Today's song was released in 1998. I don't know the answer. Taz doesn't know the answer. We're playing along just like you are. All right. We ready for layer number one?
Let's do it. I thought I had it already. What instrument's that, do you think?
Keyboard, when you put it on the different instrument
yeah,
settings?
Yeah, I think so too. I feel an E-chain rap coming on to that.
To that beat?
Yeah.
Do you?
Add something else though. We need something else that's not drums.
All right, how about some bass and guitar? Would that suit?
Sure. Have it.
Yeah. I could sing it. I just don't know who sings it or what the name of the song is.
Sunny Coast, 545-11919. Tickets to the movies. You'll be going to see Sonic the Hedgehog 3 if you can beat us to it.
What's it called?
Can you sing it for us? Maybe you can help the Sunny Coast out. We can all work together.
Up in the sky at night, I wonder.
Oh!
Is it Madonna?
It could be that. It could be that. 545-11919. Is this Rob?
It is.
What do we think it is, mate?
Is it Ray of Light, Madonna?
Ray of Light. Is that what it's called? All right. I am popping it in. Let's have a listen.
Sounds pretty good to me. I'm typing it in, and you know what? He's gone and done it. Well done, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
Good job, bud. You are heading to the movies to see Sonic the Hedgehog. Have you got any kids in your life?
Little man right next to me.
Oh, perfect.
Awesome.
It's Rob from Mooloolaba. I know Rob from Mooloolaba. Good on you, Rob. Well done. You beat me to. What's the actual words there?
I got no idea.
Oh, okay. Yep, me neither. Ellie and Taz
on 91.9 CFM.
Tazzy, I am going to spend the next couple of minutes doing a scientific survey on you to see how you stack up against the men of this country.
I feel like it's more of a game show, isn't it?
Am I a guinea pig? Do you know what I could use? Something that I haven't used in years.
Oh, no.
Ages ago, I had a segment on the show and let me just play it for you.
She spent 4 years at uni, getting a behavioural science degree. She hasn't had a chance to use it yet, so here's Ellie Psychology.
I made that myself, can you tell?
Collard jelly, maybe? Is...
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway.
All right, so I'm going to be conducting this study for you. It's about confidence in men, Taz.
Okay.
Would you call yourself a confident man?
Totally. I know what I'm good at. I know what I'm not good at.
Okay.
Ice skating, terrible.
What are you good at?
I'm like a baby giraffe on the ice.
And what are you good at?
Not radio.
Not radio. No, absolutely not. All right, I'm going to throw some situations at you,
mm-hmm.
and you tell me whether or not you think you could do it.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what percentage of men have said that they can do it. Okay.
Yep.
The biggest one that 77% of men think that they are good at is they think they're better behind the steering wheel than the average driver. Would you call yourself better than the average driver?
Yes, I'm better than the average driver.
Would you? Mm. Interesting. We were having a chat, actually, a couple of us on the weekend about your driving.
Who?
Bit of road rage. That's all I'm saying.
Who's talking about
Just people.
Road rage doesn't make you a bad driver.
No, it makes you an...
I don't change my driving style based on the people around me. I just say stuff.
You do say a lot. That's true. Okay, so you are in the 77 who think you're better than the average driver.
Yeah. But I am also definitely a better driver.
Can we let that show as well? Extra confident.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you better than the 77%?
I'd say so.
Okay.
Most of them.
If you were to fight a horse, would you come out the champion?
No.
Okay.
Well, no way.
27%
of men. A horse knocked out Superman.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
27% of men in this country think that they could beat a horse.
27%.
If that surprises you, Tazzy.
Big Boss Benny would say yes to that.
Could you win in a fight with a crocodile?
Nah.
No?
I've seen them. They are brutal.
You couldn't wrestle one?
Nah.
Jump on top and keep its jaws shut?
No.
Well, 5% of men think that they could.
5%.
Interestingly.
Idiots.
Could you take on a gorilla and win in a fight?
No.
4% of men think that they could. I'd rather a gorilla, I think, than a crocodile.
I'd rather a gorilla than a croc, too.
Could you land an aeroplane with no prior experience?
Ooh. Oh. Question, am I talking to somebody that can help me through it?
No. Nah. You're just figuring it out.
I'm just raw dogging
the
plane.
You're raw dogging the plane, yeah.
Yeah, I think I could.
Okay, well, 13% of you think you could.
You just got to slow it down and not crash.
You could land a commercial jetliner filled with 218 people, you reckon? I don't know where I got this.
Well, I'd get pretty close. I think so.
Okay,
it's on autopilot until the landing. You just got to press a couple of buttons.
So many pilots listening to you now being like, come at me, Taz.
We are the number one pilot drive show. Yeah.
All right, finally. Could you assemble IKEA furniture in under an hour?
Yes, easy. No instructions.
You have said yes to everything except wrestling the crocodile, the gorilla, and
the horse. Yeah.
Everything else?
I know what I'm not good at, and it's wrestling.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
A lot of people packed Rainbow Beach on the weekend from what I saw on the socials. You were there.
So busy. Yeah, I went up yesterday, a bit of a day trip. Knew it was going to be a hot one, but we just spent the day visiting Carlos Samblow. Perfect place. That's really cool sort of dune that forms up on top of the Rainbow Beach cliffs.
Did you do some sand dune surfing?
Tried to. There were some mums and their kids. They've obviously gone there planning for it. So they'd actually taken their little boogie boards and stuff and they were tobogganing down the dunes. It was very cool. Very cool to watch. But yeah, beach was packed.
Well, it was packed with not only people, but apparently dolphins as well.
I didn't see any dolphins when I was there.
There's a video that's starting to go viral it's so cool. It's a dolphin swimming along towards a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And have a listen to what it is carrying on its beak.
Bringing a beer bottle.
It's even full of beer.
Oh, my gosh.
It's full of beer.
Who's balancing it?
It's full.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I dropped it.
Oh, you did so good.
The dolphin is swimming along with a full bottle of beer on its beak.
Or is he like biting it or is it balanced?
No, it's balanced.
Wow.
Like, you know how we spoke on air the other day about the orcas who were carrying salmon on their heads and wearing a salmon as hats?
It was a fashion statement.
It really was a fishing statement.
No. Yeah, so he's carrying in a beer bottle. He might have thought that they dropped it.
Maybe.
Or maybe a boat, because it sounds like they're on a boat, aren't they?
I don't know. You can't actually really tell. It's kind of just a boat. Yeah, they must be. They must be on a boat.
Must be on a boat. He must have found it and gone, oh, Because I've seen footage of seals and, or dolphins, I think, mostly, bringing stuff up from, like, wharves and things.
Yeah.
After someone's dropped their keys in.
Or maybe he's just doing his part to clean up the ocean. Or maybe he's trying out to be a bartender.
We don't know. Bartender. What kind of beer is it?
It looks like a Corona. I mean, not the best taste in beer, to be honest.
Wanted it to be a Northern or something.
Did you?
Did you say it had a beak?
The beak. The beak of the dolphin. That's what it's called.
Is it a beak?
Yeah, isn't it?
I didn't know. I just thought that you might have known.
The snout? The nose. The nose.
Bottle nose dolphin. Beer bottle nose dolphin. Sorry,
right
Sunny Coast. That should have been, yeah, we're 2 minutes late.
Also, how's the news not got onto that? I'm going to write into them right now. So you missed the best pun ever.
Obvious. I mean, we almost missed it as well.
Yeah, true. Ellie
and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.